Before we go weiter, just one ha'ara, and that is, there's a famous chayyadim. We spoke about this a little bit in the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim, but there's a famous chayyadim that says, what would be if a person needs to do a mitzvah, but where he lives, he has no ability to be mekayim that mitzvah. So it's Rosh Hashanah, and there's no shofar in his town. It's Sukkis, he doesn't have Dalet Minim. It's Pesach, and he doesn't have matzah. But if he picks himself up and he goes to some other town to spend Yontif there, he'll be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Is he obligated to do that, or is he not obligated to do that? This is the suffix of the Chayyadam. It's in Hilchas Zahiris Mitzvah Klal Samaches of Katan Yotes. And he says, Sorachin. He's not sure. He doesn't know. So the great Poisek, the Chayyadam, said that he was not sure what the halach is. Is somebody obligated to be oiker mi beisai, literally leave your house, maybe take your family with you, or worse, leave your family behind, and go to some other place where now you're going to be able to be mekayim a mitzvah? Is that something you're obligated to do, or is it not something you're obligated to do? Now, what would be the tzad that you should be obligated to do it? It's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, it's incumbent upon me to figure out a way to do the mitzvah. What would be the tzad that I'm not obligated to do it? Because we know when it comes to mitzvahs asay, there's certain limitations. Meaning, for example, when it comes to alois asay, you have to give away everything not to be over alive. You don't have to give away your life, the sholish averis chamurais, but other than that, a person has to be mevazveis kol mamaynoi to make sure that he doesn't violate a loy sase. But when it comes to a mitzvah sase, everyone knows, ksubas tafnun ha-mevazveis al yevazveis yoysim mechaymish. You're not supposed to be mevazveis yoysim mechaymish. So we see that Chazal limited how much a person needs to expend when it comes to doing a mitzvah. So that from a financial perspective, there's a cap. Yeah, you're supposed to spend money, but not more than one-fifth of your net worth. So Yesh Loima says, the Chayyadam, just like when it comes to financial expenses, there's a cap. Maybe when it comes to physical, it's going to be the same thing. So it's true, I have to try to exert energy and effort to be Mekayim a mitzvah. But does that mean that I have to pick myself up and get on an airplane and go to the other side of the world to be Mekayim a mitzvah? So the Chayyadam said, Tzarechin. So on the bottom of the Chayyadam, there's a commentary, Nishmas Adam, which was also written by the Chayyadam. And over there, he has a little bit of a pilpul, where he brings rayas lakan olakan. One of his rayas, and this is the only raya we're going to speak out now, is our Gemara. It's the first raya that he brings. He says that you have a Gemara, but the Gemara says there were two cities. In one city, they were blowing shofar. In the other city, they were saying malchis, achrinus, and shofars. You're a yid. You have a choice to go to this city, to go to that city. Which city should I go to? So the braisa said, you go to the makam shetoykin, you don't go to the makam shemavarchin. Pshita, hadai raisa, hadai rabbanon. And the Gemara said, even if the makam shemavarchin is vadai and the makam shetoykin is a zafik. But frek the chayodom, I don't understand how this whole case happened. It should be dead on arrival. It shouldn't even be possible. Why? Because if there's a city that doesn't have a shofar, that whole city should be obligated to now go to the city that they're blowing shofar. Shouldn't the makim shemivarchim themselves have no choice but to go to the makim shetoyken? So says the Chayyadam, it would be mashmur from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daflam and Dalanam and Beis, the Gemara that we just learned, that there is no such chiyuv. A person does not have to leave his house to be mekayim a mitzvah. There's a gvul, there's a limit how much a person needs to do. So just like there's a gvul how much money, not Yosem Michaimech, a person doesn't have to leave his house. You don't have to spend Rosh Hashanah in some other city because of the fact that you want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Now, the truth is that there are others that bring this raya from the Chayyadam and they say, what's the Chayyadam's kasha? His kasha was from a maisa? No, it's a kasha from a maisa. Why the Makim Shemavarchim couldn't go to the Makim Shetaykim? From such a case, you could bring a raya? Maybe. It was dangerous. I don't know. Whatever the case was. But the bottom line is, this was the Chayyadam's first raya. Where did we speak this out? Because this is something that featured very, very prominently in another tshuva that we spoke out from Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg in the Shailos Tshuvas Dvar Yeshua. So earlier in the week, we referenced his famous tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tazayin, that happened on the Kastner train. This was the very, very first simon in his Shailos HaTshuvos. It's actually the first 10 simonim where he discusses Hungary in the year 1943 in Tuf Shin Dalid, where they did not have a lot of Esrogim. It was very, very difficult because of the war to bring Esrogim into that part of Europe. And there was a rumor that spread that in Budapest, which was the capital of Hungary, over there were three Esrogim. And there was a big shail amongst all the Rabbanim
whether the Yidden should pick themselves up and go spend Sukkot in Budapest simply so they should be able to mekayim the mitzvah. And really, the ground zero for this shaila is the Chai Yodam, and Rav Yeshua Mendel Arenberg is mafalful with different rayas, but it's just interesting, this very, very, very famous shaila, which is known as the Chakira, it's the Tzorech Ian of the Chai Yodam. He himself discusses it in Nishmas Adam. He brings rayas lekan o lekan. His first raya, Exhibit A, was the Gemara we just learned. Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, just another Yisoid that's tucked away in all these Gemaras that we're going through so fast. In the end of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Chav Ches, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Truth is, every one of these dafen is mamish fully loaded.